HSM apresenta Entrevistas em Podcasting, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Estratégia e Marketing 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.
Olá, meu nome é Carlos Alberto Júlio, sou o presidente da HSM e é com muito prazer que nós estamos levando até vocês uma inovação. Dentro do espírito do marketing epidêmico, estamos levando até você o primeiro HSM Podcasting. Uma moda que veio para ficar, algo que vem para contribuir, para aumentar ainda mais a retenção do conteúdo nos eventos da HSM. Como um primeiro momento, estamos com Malcolm Gladwell, o autor de Blink e de The Tipping Point, para esse nosso primeiro podcasting. Pela primeira vez, depois de muitos anos, o primeiro autor a ter dois livros de negócios na lista dos 10 mais do New York Times. Malcolm, very nice to have you here in São Paulo.
Delighted to be here.
Is your first time in Brazil?
It is, yes.
Wonderful. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about what is common between your first book, The Tipping Point, and the second one, Blink?
Well, both books are an attempt to bridge the gap between the thinking that's going on in the academic world and the way we and the thinking that's going on in the kind of lay business world. I became concerned that there was a larger and larger gulf between these two worlds, and that the business world wasn't becoming getting access to the brightest, freshest, newest thinking in the academic side of things. In the case of Blink, for example, in the last few years, our understanding of how the brain works and how decision-making works has improved and changed tremendously. And yet that knowledge wasn't spreading. And the same thing with The Tipping Point, it struck me that there were people, epidemiologists, for example, who studied the spread of viruses, had all kinds of insights into how things spread, which is really what marketing is about, right? It's about trying to understand how things spread. And again, there was a kind of gulf between those two worlds. So in a very basic way, the two books are undertaking the same task, which is to serve as this kind of bridge and to explain one very kind of complex world to a much larger audience. The other thing I would say they have in common is that they're counterintuitive in the sense that what they're showing is that many of our common sense notions about the way the world operates are not true. And that we have clung to these kinds of ideas, you know, the idea, for example, that large change always happens slowly and deliberately, that or the idea in Blink that more information is always better. Or these are all notions which are central to the way a lot of business culture operates, and yet they're not true. There is no evidence to support them. And so that's another common theme between the two books, is they are attempts to correct what I think are some of the serious misjudgments that lie at the core of the business orthodoxy.
Wonderful. And let me ask you something. Thinking without thinking, is this a correlation what people used to talk or used to call intuition?
Yeah. What I'm trying to do is describe intuition, but in a way, I don't like the word intuition.
Why
because
not?
Well, we use the word intuition very often as a kind of to explain a kind of gift that we have naturally. And I'm not interested in describing natural gifts. The kind of rapid cognition I'm interested in talking about in Blink is something that you earn. You earn through experience and training and expertise. And when this kind of thinking is practiced by people who do not have appropriate training or expertise, it's not very good. It's full of all kinds of errors. It leads us astray. What I'm trying to describe is I'm trying to say the expert does not just know more than everyone else. The expert thinks differently than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to capture the flavor of that difference. What is it that's special about the way experts operate? So that's why I don't like to use the word intuition, because I don't think that intuition properly respects the differences between those who have experience and those who don't.
Very good. And is there a third book coming?
Not yet. I have no idea. It's a long way off. If you have a good idea, tell me and I'll...
I will, surely. So thank you very much. And once again, welcome to Brazil. Welcome to São Paulo. And we hope to have you here many other times.
I hope to come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Muito obrigado, então, a vocês. Espero que vocês tenham gostado dessa nova iniciativa da HSM, inaugurando o HSM Podcasting. Obrigado.
HSM apresentou Entrevistas em Podcast, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Estratégia e Marketing 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.